Are you ready to share five of your most recommended campgrounds from San Diego to Santa Barbara?
Absolutely. Everyone should, you know, get their toes in the sand and crack a cold drink and get ready for some beach camping.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of Where Should We Camp Next? A 50-state guide to amazing campgrounds and other unique outdoor accommodations.
Almost 12 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We will also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Today, I am beyond excited to have Lauren Eber back on the show. Lauren is from A Fam with a Van, and she has done some great episodes with us over the years. She's done some van life episodes, and she's done some great travel episodes, kind of out west travel episodes. Love all of the episodes she has done, and I will link to them in the show notes to this episode if you want to backtrack and see all the cool content we've created with Lauren. But today, I am super excited because we have Lauren back on to talk about Southern California beach camping from San Diego to Santa Barbara. Lauren has five amazing campground recommendations that all hug the coast. They're either right on the beach or really, really super close. And she's going to take us from San Diego to Santa Barbara. My hope is also that we get her back on the show soon and that we cover the rest of the coast together, because I've done some of Northern California as well. So this is going to be a terrific travel episode of the RV Atlas, and the timing just feels perfect because summer's in the air where I am in my part of America, hopefully where you are too. And I just want to talk about California, and I just want to talk about beach camping in California. And I don't know if I've said this before on the podcast, but I'm a UC Irvine grad. I have my master's degree from UC Irvine. Stephanie and I almost moved to California many, many years ago, and I loved the entire coast from top to bottom. So Lauren's going to take us there, and she's going to recommend five really great places. And some of you might be thinking, oh, it's impossible to get reservations at these places. Well, you know, maybe not easy, but also not impossible. Lauren will give us some tips. So I'm excited to talk to her. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Blackstone. The sound of bacon or burgers and steak sizzling is the sound that you crave this summer. Blackstone is the original flat top griddle with more than 5 million griddles sold. Blackstone is the way that America cooks in the great outdoors. You can cook everything you can on a traditional grill and a thousand things you can't. Do you want an incredible breakfast? How about lunch or dinner? The solid steel flat top infuses the flavors. Pick the size and style that's right for your next camping trip. The 17-inch and 22-inch griddles are easy to store in your RV and still have the space to feed the hungriest army. There's even a portable Blackstone with an air fryer built in. Talk about variety. With Blackstone, you can cook anything, anytime, anywhere. For outdoor cooking fun and flavor that you can't find anywhere else, go wherever griddles are sold or head on over to blackstoneproducts.com. And please remember, if it's not a Blackstone, it's not a griddle. Hello, Lauren Eber, and welcome to the RV Atlas. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It's so great to be talking to you again.
I know it's been too long, and now I've got you back on the show, and I probably want you to have come back on the show again soon, which maybe we'll talk about at the end. I'm thrilled because we're talking California beach camping, and there's nobody better than you to talk to about this, and it just feels like that time of year. So are you ready to like rock and roll and get us set up and give us some background info on what you need to know, and then give us some great campgrounds on the Southern California coast?
Absolutely. Everyone should, you know, get their toes in the sand and crack a cold drink and get ready for some beach camping.
And I, you know, I follow you at A Fam with a Van, and whenever you post pictures of these types of places, I am incredibly jealous, incredibly jealous. So what do we need to know if we want to do like a Southern California beach camping trip? How do we book these places? What's the background info?
Yeah. So the first thing to be aware of, and I'm sure it's not a surprise, is that the California campgrounds on the beach are very popular. Most of the beach campgrounds are part of the California State Park system. They are reservable on reservecalifornia.com, but there are also some local park, federal, and private options. So, you know, it's not all through the California State Park system. But pretty much all campgrounds that are on the beach are incredibly popular. And if you want to be guaranteed to have a spot, you've got to reserve in advance. For the California State Parks, that means 6 months out to the day, starting right when they open at 8 a.m. For those most popular sites right on the beach.
I'm picturing you clutching a cup of coffee, laptop in front of you, very edgy scene. I mean, do you try and not get them a lot?
You know, if you go on right when they open, you're probably going to get a spot. You might not get your number one choice for the actual site number, but if you're there right when the site opens 6 months out, you're probably going to get a spot.
Oh, that's very hopeful.
Yeah. It's not as hard as Yosemite, where you have to have like three people hitting refresh, like you're trying to get Lady Gaga tickets. But, you know, so they're reservable. And then also, you know, because it's already summer, if you don't already have your reservations, all is not lost. It is possible to snag last minute cancellations, and there are sometimes some walk-ups, but you just don't want to count on it. So I wouldn't like book your flights across the country to come and do some California beach camping without reservations. But if you're, you know, somewhat local or thinking of taking a little road trip, I want to see if you can grab a spot. Just start checking the website, you know, whatever, a couple of weeks out, a couple of days out, and you might be able to snag a last minute cancellation. And there are some that have some first come first serve sites that, you know, especially if it's not a weekend or a Saturday night or something, you might be able to score.
I'm actually really smiling right now because in the RV Atlas group, there's just a lot of, I don't want to say complaining because we're no cranks allowed, but just a lot of people commenting on how difficult it is to get sites. And, you know, part of me really just thinks that it's difficult to get sites at the most popular places on the weekends at the last second. So it's really good to hear that you can both get sites if you're 6 months early and get sites maybe through the whole cancellation thing. So glad to hear it. It also stinks to do an episode on these amazing campgrounds and then tell everybody it's going to be impossible to book them. So how about our weather? Like, what else do we need to know if we're going to kind of plan this dream trip?
Yeah. So, you know, Southern California, the weather is, you know, 75 and sunny most of the time. That said, you know, even with the mild weather, you always have to be prepared for wind. You're on the beach, it's windy. Usually there's, you know, over the course of the day, the wind will pick up, especially in the morning and the evening. There's also often a marine layer, especially in the morning. So that's, you know, going to be your morning fog. So it can be chilly in the morning, and then it tends to kind of burn off by midday, and then it gets chilly again as the sun goes down. So that means you want to dress in layers. Layers are always the name of the game in California. And be prepared that it could change even just when the sun goes behind the clouds. You want to make sure you have plenty. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Oh,
well, I was going to say your family of four, correct, camps in a Mercedes Sprinter van. So storage space is at a premium. So does that make it hard to pack for you for a California beach camping trip because you got to bring a lot of clothes?
No, not at all, because it's, you know, you just basically have to have a fleece, maybe a vest, a long sleeve shirt. And the thing is that actually it's pretty easy for us to pack because you kind of need more or less the same thing all year round. So we can kind of keep things packed all the time. And then just in the winter, we need like a heavier parka. But otherwise, you kind of need a fleece and a long sleeve shirt and a short sleeve shirt, tank top, all year round. And that's kind of how it goes.
Well, I like having that variety of weather over the course of a day. To me, I'm picturing a cool campfire at night, but it's warm in the day and you can wear t-shirts. I enjoy that variability in the weather. So are you ready to share five of your most recommended campgrounds from San Diego to Santa Barbara?
Absolutely. So, you know, you really can't go wrong. And if you are camping anywhere within striking distance of the beach in Southern California, you've got the makings for a great trip. So any place that you can score is great. But these are a few tried and true options, some of our personal favorites, and campgrounds that are really going to give you a lot of great options, both in terms of the campgrounds themselves and all of the fun activities to do in the surrounding area.
I love it. And I'm a UCI grad, by the way, so I do know my Southern California.
That's awesome.
Let's go.
Banana slugs? No.
Anteaters. I know. Stephanie makes fun of that all the time.
Anteaters.
And get us started. So where do we want to start in the bottom of California? And we'll kind of work our way up.
All right. So we're going to start in the San Diego area at South Carlsbad State Beach Campground. This is a beautiful campground on a bluff overlooking the ocean. So it's not actually right on the sand, but it's very close and the views are spectacular. There is a big staircase that leads right down to the beach that you can access from the campground, or there's also a ramp if stairs are a problem for you. And, you know, it's not super private, which, by the way, is kind of the name of the game at these beach campgrounds. You know, they're trying to be fronted on the beach. They're trying to get as many people access as they can. So don't expect a lot of privacy when you're beach camping. There's not a ton of vegetation, but there are some shrubs and occasional trees separating the sites. So there is some little bit of barrier. And the views make it all worth it. It's a big campground. There are over 200 sites. Some, but not all, have the ocean view. So make sure when you're booking that you know what you're getting, just so there aren't any surprises when you get there. There are a few with full hookups, and some partial hookups, but those go really quickly. So especially if you want one of the RV sites with hookups, you're going to have to really make sure that you're, on top of your reservation game.
It also looks like you can get in some decent sized RVs here. It's not just all tiny campers.
Yeah, up to 34 feet. So that gives you some options.
All right, great. What else is there to do there? Tell us more.
Yeah, so there's some exciting developments happening. They're revamping the camp store. So there's been in the past a little camp store there, but they're turning it into sort of a more exciting cafe with beach rentals and outdoor seating. So be on the lookout for that. I think that's opening sometime later this summer. You can check on the website. And then in addition to just being able to, of course, go down to the beach and play on the beach, there are lots of great sort of food and other options in Carlsbad itself. One fun place to check out if you are looking for a fun place to eat is the Windmill Food Hall. It's in a sort of iconic building in Carlsbad that is an old windmill. And it has about 14 different food vendors, like a sort of open market feel. And that's a really fun place to go and grab a bite to eat that you can either eat there or bring food back and sit in your campsite, in your camp chair, looking at the ocean.
Oh, that sounds good. And how do you do parking with the van when you go into town? Is that a problem? Is that pretty easy?
Well, so one of the benefits of our setup is that our van, we have the shorter length Sprinter. It's 144 inches, which is about the same footprint as a full-size pickup. So we can't go into underground parking, but with above-ground parking, we can park in a regular parking space. So it's one of the compromises we make in having a less elaborate setup inside the van, but it does make getting around pretty easy for us.
Okay. Any other like really cool places we want to check out for food or sightseeing?
Yeah. And if you don't want to have to deal with moving your RV or driving, you can just walk right from the campground into South Carlsbad. And there's a great little fish spot, Pelly's Fish Market and Cafe, that you can walk to and get takeout. It's one of our family's favorite attractions is also in Carlsbad, which is Legoland. So if you have kids who are in that right age group. Our oldest is 10 and still loves it. And it's attractive down to the preschool set. So sort of all through the preschool and elementary years, our crew loves Legoland. And even if you're not going to the park or staying there, you can also eat at the restaurants that have Lego play and character experiences and things like that. So
do you think my middle schoolers, Max and Theo, who are now 12, do you think they would find it corny? Is it the type of place that you think your kids might age out of?
I think that middle schoolers for a day would still enjoy it because there are fun rides. There's a great aquarium. There's a water park. So I think there's actually plenty to do for those middle school age kids without it seeming cheesy. I don't know if they would want to do the whole like multi-day experience spending the night in the themed hotel rooms, but I think they could have a fun day at Legoland.
Cool. So anything else about South Carlsbad State Beach Campground?
That kind of gives you the idea. It's gorgeous. The beach itself is beautiful. It's a popular spot for surfing. So if you like watching surfers, it's a great spot for that as well. So it's a tried and true option and you won't be disappointed.
Love it. So let's hit the road and go up the coast a little bit. Where to next?
Yeah. So moving up the coast from San Diego, we're going to hit a spot in Orange County on the Newport coast. This is Morrow Campground in Crystal Cove State Park. This is another gorgeous campground that is on a bluff overlooking the water, not right on the sand. And this one is actually across what we refer to as PCH, Pacific Coast Highway. Highway 1, which, you know, runs up and down the coast. So it's on the opposite side of that from the ocean. But that just means that you have these incredible 360-degree expansive views with the ocean in front of you and the Crystal Cove State Park canyons behind you. So it is really a beautiful setting.
It sounds very Instagrammable, as I'm sure.
Very.
you're great with your photos, right?
Yes.
So tell us more about the details here in terms of the size of the sites and all that.
Yeah. So this campground is a little smaller than South Carlsbad. It's only 58 sites, but each site is a little bit bigger and they feel a little bit more private. And one thing that has really impressed me about this campground is the quality of the facilities. They have some of the nicest bathhouses I've seen in California state parks, really nice, new, clean showers and toilets. So really pristine facilities. They also hold RVs up to 38 feet and have water and electric hookups. So you've got some nice amenities there as well.
I'm surprised that that you can get these larger RVs into these campgrounds, but I guess maybe I shouldn't be surprised because like the way you described them, and you didn't say they were parking lots, but you know, the sites are pretty wide open. I mean, you're not in the woods at most of these places.
Right. Exactly. So you're not confined by trees and things like that being in the way.
All right, Lauren, what else do we need to know about this campground?
Yeah. So since this one is across PCH, across the highway from the beach, it is a little bit of a short walk to get across to actually get to the beach. But there is a tunnel that takes you safely under the highway. And it's just a short walk. And then the nice thing, once you get over there, is that there are some really fun places to eat. Two of our favorites. One is the Crystal Cove Shake Shack, which is your standard sort of beach fare, burgers and fish and chips and tons of milkshakes. The date shake is a well-known favorite, but also you can get your chocolate malts or any of many, many other flavors.
I want to know more about the date shake. What is a date shake?
Oh, so a date shake is kind of a California thing, and it's a milkshake made with dates. And they're really just sweet and delicious. And so, yeah, if you haven't had a date shake, you got to come out to California and try one.
Oh, we are talking so much about a California road trip. I mean, I think I've said that to you before, but it really is approaching the top of our list of things to do with the boys. So any other cool things to know about Crystal Cove State Park?
Yeah. Yes. So one of the things that Crystal Cove State Park is known for is its hiking trails. And the great thing is that they leave right from the campground. So there are a lot of options ranging from sort of shorter walks up to, you know, 8 mile hikes. So whatever your desired level of strenuousness, you can find something. There's a great little loop that leaves right from the campground that's about 3 miles long with incredible ocean views. So just pick up a map of the hiking trails from the rangers while you're there, and whatever your desired level is, you'll be able to find some really special hiking.
And you can burn off the calories from the shakes. I'm kind of realizing something about your family that maybe I probably should have realized before, but you know, you've covered a lot of campgrounds for us that are like in the middle of nowhere, but you know, here we're talking California, we're talking your home turf. You guys are foodies, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we love, you know, we're not like with the kids super, super adventurous, but we love a good meal and just, you know, tasty local food, love getting to know what the favorite little spots are in the areas. And we really like camping in or near cities where there's all kinds of non-outdoorsy activities to do in addition to all of the usual stuff that you do deep in the wilderness.
The best thing about a really good RV trip or van trip is when you can eat a lot of stuff and then burn off all the calories hiking. That's the best way to do this. And that sounds like, you know, that sounds like what you got going on here with Crystal Cove State Park. I mean, if you're going to go have a shake, but then do a 3 mile hike, I think that that breaks even there pretty much.
Absolutely. You know, and even just loading and unloading the van, setting up camp, that's, you know, that itself burns a lot of calories. So, you know, we earn all of those tasty eats while we're out on the road.
All right, cool. So we're going to come back in a second, move a little bit further north up the coast. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at CampSpot. CampSpot is an instant booking platform for camping across North America. Research and book the best campgrounds, RV parks, cabins, glamping destinations, and more, whether it's last minute or for your epic road trip months away. CampSpot lets you filter your search results by the type of getaway you want. Browse by location, price point, site type, amenities, and more. CampSpot also offers premium inventory, real-time availability, and a lowest price guarantee so that you can find the best sites at the best campgrounds for the best prices. Plus, you can save your favorite campground finds for future trips and keep all of your reservations organized in one place right at your fingertips. No more digging through old emails to access those reservations. Book your summer and fall camping trips right now. Come on, get on it, people. To find your camp spot, visit campspot.com today. Welcome back to the show, Lauren Eber. I am really enjoying this California road trip that you are taking us on. And we're not done yet. We got a few more really, really cool campgrounds, and some of them are really actually quite famous and iconic. So we're moving up the coast. Where are we heading to next?
So now we are heading up to what is probably my personal favorite beach campground and what our family sort of considers to be our home base campground, which is the Thornhill Broom Campground in Point Mugu State Park in Malibu.
And so is this one really hard to get resis, or do you have it wired?
You know, it's gotten harder over the years. It used to be that it really wasn't that hard, especially on a Sunday, to just grab a site. So since it's only about an hour from where we live, we could sort of, at the last minute, run out there on a Sunday, grab a night, and do just a quick little one night camping trip. COVID has made it that much more popular, so it has been a little bit harder to get spots, but you can still get in there, and we still have luck. And the nice thing is that there's actually another campground in Point Mugu State Park, just right across PCH from this, called Sycamore Canyon. So usually if we try for a spot at Thornhill Broom, just on a walk-up basis, and we don't get a site, we can usually grab a site at Sycamore Canyon. If all else fails, there's a really great day use beach area, Sycamore Cove, where you can drive the van right up to the ocean and have at least a beach day where you're still using the van and or your RV. And
okay, so Sycamore Canyon's it's a compromise camping at Sycamore Canyon, but you can still get up to the beach and enjoy the beach.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even necessarily call it a compromise. It's just different. It's in a little sycamore grove with a more traditional campsite loop and still a really nice, beautiful campground. It's just not on the beach, but we actually like it in inclement weather because it's a little bit more protected versus being on the beach. So if it's windy or cold, sometimes we'll choose to camp in Sycamore Canyon instead of Thornhill Broom, like in the middle of the winter. So they're both great options.
I love that kind of insider intel is so good. So let's talk Thornhill Broom though. Like, what do you love about it?
So Thornhill Broom, what we love about it is toes in the sand camping. There aren't very many places where you can pull your van, car, RV, tent, whatever it is, up and actually be on the sand. And the amenities here, you've got a fire ring and a picnic table on the sand. And so while you're there, you have your little stretch of beach that is basically all to yourself. I mean, there are people on either side and, you know, the beach is open to the public. So it's not like it's completely private, but you kind of have this little stretch of beach that's just for you. And the fact that there are other people around, you hardly even notice. So it's just really, really special. And nothing compares to waking up in the morning and being right there on the ocean.
And you're hearing the waves are putting you to sleep at night, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you do have PCH right behind you. So there is some highway noise that's, you know, people's, to the extent that people have a complaint about it, it's like, oh, it's just right there on the highway. It's just a big parking lot. But, you know, just turn around. Don't focus on that. The sound of the waves drowns out the highway noise for the most part. And you know, we think that this place is just so special.
You can't have everything, for goodness sake. Okay. I mean, like, to your point, right? If you're hearing the waves in the ocean and there's a little traffic behind you, come on, you're in Southern California, for goodness sake.
Right. Exactly. And for how conveniently located this campground is to all of the wonderful things that Malibu has to offer, only an hour from LA. It's actually, I think, kind of amazing how remote it does feel. So we really love this place. It's one of those spots that you can kind of escape to just for one night and really clear your head and feel like you've done something, you've had an experience.
So I'm jealous of these one night trips you speak of, Lauren. Like, and I just think that like van life makes that, you know, way easier than it is for somebody like me with a 33-foot travel trailer. Like, we've never gone on a one-night trip anywhere, and it's not necessarily desirable to do so. Like, I'm going two nights minimum if I'm hitching up and heading out. So you're making me a little jealous there. What else do we need to know about, like, Thornhill Broom or places to eat nearby or anything else we should let our listeners know?
Yeah. So the one thing to mention about Thornhill Broom is that it is primitive. There are pretty much no facilities other than that fire ring and picnic table that you're going to have at your site. There are a couple of spigots and there's one cold water outdoor shower for rinsing the sand off your feet. And there are some porta potties, but that's it. So this is dry camping. You're relying on what you've got with you. And just know that going in. It's totally worth it because the experience on the beach is just so unparalleled, but just be aware you're not getting a fancy bathhouse or hookups or anything like that.
But the beach is enough, you know? I mean, we love Assateague State Park and there's no amenities. There's no water park. There's no pool. There's not a camp store and our kids love it, you know? So if the beach is there, it's such a major attraction. So, Lauren, I have to ask you about food here because you've been giving us some really great food tips along the way.
Yeah. So when we're camping at Thornhill Broom, we always use it as an excuse to go to my favorite seafood spot, which is Malibu Seafood. It's not right by the campground, but it's, you know, like a really, really enjoyable drive a little bit down the coast through Malibu past this absolutely iconic and gorgeous coastline. And Malibu Seafood is right on the water, amazing, fresh catch of the day, chowders, all of that stuff. It's a really special, fun Malibu classic spot to go and have a great outdoor meal watching the sunset over the water.
Oh my God, I needed some California in my life and you're giving it to me. So where to next on our California road trip?
Yeah, so we're going to head north up to Carpinteria State Beach Campground. And this is, I sort of refer to it as a unicorn because it's another toes in the sand campground with hookups. So there are very few places in California where you're going to find a place where you can literally park your RV right up against the sand and have hookups.
Same on the East Coast. Same thing. Yeah, partly just because you're near the ocean and the water, and they can't always have the, you know, they can't always have that there.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, because of that, this place is understandably very popular, and you're going to have to work on getting those premium sites. There are several loops at Carpinteria. The best sites, those oceanfront sites with hookups, are in the Santa Rosa Loop. So that's the loop that you're going to want to look for. And those premium sites, they're not cheap as far as state park campgrounds go. I think they're around $80 a night. But you know, you're getting that toes in the sand experience, with your hookups. So
that's the most expensive, and I'm not criticizing the price. It's just the most expensive state park price I've heard, but for the location, I mean, to me, state parks are chronically underpriced, and
right.
State park campgrounds cost more to operate than they get back in returns from reservations. So I have no problem with that price, but it's Southern California, and that is a high price for state park.
Yes, the prices are less if you are willing to be not right on the ocean and not have those premium sites. The prices go down, so you do have less expensive options, but you're going to pay for those most popular sites. If you're a tenter and prefer to be away from RVs, look for one of the premium oceanfront sites in the Santa Cruz Loop, which is a tent-only loop.
Oh my gosh, what else do we need to know here?
Yeah, one fun thing about this is that there is an authorized concessionaire, 101 RV Rentals, that will actually deliver an RV for you to stay in if you don't have your own. So if you're sort of dreaming about that California beach camping experience but don't have an RV, that's something that you can consider. Also, the beach house at the neighboring Carpinteria City Beach has all kinds of beach rentals. You can rent a kayak, an SUP, or other beach gear, so that can enhance your time there. There's also Rincon Point nearby, which is a great place to watch surfers. And if you are so inspired, you can actually take a surf lesson yourself from Surf Happens Surf School. So you can really get the full beach experience.
And this is like one of the most iconic surf breaks in the world, right? I mean, I grew up surfing,
yes.
And like this is where Tom Curran grew up. And this is a place plastered across surfing magazines for decades. It's like up there with Malibu in terms of its iconic status.
Yes, absolutely. And if you want to sort of feel some of that iconic beachy surf culture, just walk along the main drag in Carpinteria, Linden Avenue, which you can just walk over to from the campground, and pop into the surf shops or some of the eateries, like The Spot, which is, that's what it's called, The Spot. And that's just a classic sort of burgers, seafood joint. Or if you want tacos to really get into the SoCal vibe, check out Tacos Don Roque.
Oh my gosh. California, the food, the beaches. Do you love where you live, Lauren?
I really do love where I live. I'll be honest.
Nothing wrong
with
great. That. My gosh. Okay. So you're going to take us a little bit further north for one more recommendation. Is that right?
Yeah. And for my last recommendation, I am departing from the California State Park system just to give a different option. And this spot, it's called Ocean Mesa at El Capitan Canyon. And it's not technically right on the beach, and the sites don't all have an ocean view, and even the ones that do, it's really sort of only barely an ocean view. But I'm mentioning it because the property itself is so incredible, and it's really part of this bigger El Capitan Canyon resort, camping resort, that is one of our favorite places. Again, it's a little bit of a splurge. It's not going to be you know, as inexpensive as your typical state park campground. But if you want a really special beach experience, this is just such a wonderful place to stay. And because it is private, you sometimes can get availability with a little bit more flexibility.
Now, I've had people tell me over and over again, and you know, we've traveled all over the country, and I think this is true. We have so much resort camping on the East Coast, if not so much. I mean, we have our fair share of it. Is that kind of resort experience that you're talking about kind of unusual in California?
It's very unusual. We just don't have those same kinds of resort campgrounds that you guys do. I mean, there are a few, but they are rare. And that's why I wanted to mention this one. You know, the El Capitan Canyon is actually primarily known for its cabins. It has these really wonderful cabins. So again, this is a spot that you can go even if you don't have an RV, but they did open this Ocean Mesa campground option a few years ago, and it's really wonderful. It holds RVs up to 50 feet with full hookups, Wi-Fi, fire pit, picnic table, and you get access to all of the resort amenities. So it has, in addition to the cabins and yurts, there's a pool, there's a playground, they have massages, there's a really great cafe and general store with outdoor eating and lawn games, all kinds of hiking trails that leave right from the campground, including a really fun one to this little llama and goat farm. There's wine tasting on site. And then it's an easy walk to the beach. It's about a 10-15 minute walk to the beach. Beautiful, beautiful beach, stretches on forever with some tide pools. And, so this, if you're looking for sort of a more of a multi-day getaway and you want a big experience, this is a great place to go. And it's also, it's sort of nestled into the foothills, the Santa Ynez Mountains. And so if you want to change things up from your beach activities, you can head inland, and head up to Santa Ynez or the other places in the valley there for wine tastings, all kinds of wonderful eateries. I mean, talk about foodie heaven. This is really as good as it gets, including the Hitching Post, which was made famous in the movie Sideways. This is that kind of Central Coast wine country. Trattoria Garoppolo in Santa Ynez is only a few minutes away by car from El Capitan Canyon. That's a great little spot to hit. So really, you can't go wrong in this area. And it's just a magical spot.
Sounds like a dream to me. All right, everybody, we're going to come back in a second to wrap up the show with Lauren Eber, who's been taking us on this awesome Southern California road trip. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco. The brand new Jayco Swift Class B is an exciting addition to Jayco's motorhome lineup. Built on the Ram ProMaster chassis, the Swift lineup is packed with modern technology and industry-leading comfort features that make this agile and versatile Class B a perfect choice for day trips, weekend getaways, or epic adventures across the country. The standard 190-watt roof-mounted GoPower solar panel, along with the standard 1,000-watt inverter, also make the Swift ready for camping off-grid. Thule roof and bike racks also let you bring your favorite gear along for the adventure. The Jayco Swift 20T is a perfect couples coach that features comfortable twin beds, lots of overhead storage, and a spacious rear bath and wardrobe. The Jayco Swift 20A has seatbelt positions for four people and is perfect for families that need a base camp for sports tournaments or winter days at the slopes and summer days at the beach. To find out more about the Jayco Swift Class B, head on over to jayco.com. Welcome back to the show, Lauren. Thank you so much for taking us on this California road trip. And I feel like I need to get you back on to cover the rest of the coast, and I can help. I mean, we've been to the Redwoods. I mean, would you be willing to come back again and try to hit up some spots further north?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it. So where are you guys going to next? My last question for you, like, what's next on the agenda for your fam with the van?
Yeah. So, you know, we've been doing a lot of dispersed camping lately because of the pandemic. So next up, I think we are actually going to do some dispersed camping out in the Eastern Sierra off of Highway 395, which runs sort of east of the Sierra Nevada mountains, kind of near Mammoth, Bishop. Not sure exactly where we're going to hit, but we're going to cut out in the van and see what happens.
Sounds awesome. I'm so glad we got you back on the show. Super excited to get you back on again. Thank you so much, Lauren Eber.
My pleasure. Can't wait to talk to you again.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to our sponsors.
to Jayco, the Thetford Corporation, Camp Spot, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and our friends at Ocala Marion County in Florida.
To find out more about the topics discussed in this show, visit thervatlas.com.
And join the friendliest group of RVers over at the RV Atlas Group on Facebook.
And if you enjoyed this show, please consider leaving us a review over at iTunes.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.